But knowing how easily embarrassed the kind rancher was, I feared he would now send me away to spare further chagrin. For reasons I couldn't explain, I wasn't ready to leave his side yet.
Miss Lily, if it's not too much to ask, could you help me get her to the room? The plaza is a fancy place, whole lot nicer than any Montana inn I've ever seen. I'm afraid the front desk might make a scene if I come in dragging a woman on my own.
His face was white as a sheet, and his mouth stern as he looked at his drowsy sister, her head lolling onto his shoulder.
Oh, I see you picked up some gutter trash,
the driver said.
Fine day for a rescue, ain't it? You kind souls. You missionaries. Things are getting ugly back there in Wall Street. A lot of people without jobs. Yes, sir. A lot of people without work. But not me. No, sir. Always need cabs, and a great job it is.
He spoke with a lilting Irish accent, but his words were winning him no friends in the back seat. Mr. Ward remained silent, though, his jaw clenched. Perhaps we could curtail the commentary for now, I said. The taxi driver looked at me as though he'd only just seen me.
Oi, lass, he said. Shut me trap and drive then, I'll just shut it.
But he didn't shut it.
I hereby move that we hear no further arguments from Mr. Ward regarding the employment of his woman.
He said the word woman like he meant something filthy.
That's fine,
Carl said, rising from his seat to address the crowd.
I won't talk about Miss Chastity, except to take issue with what you call an inappropriate bond. It's true that I'm in love with her, and I'll just go ahead and let everyone here know that I intend to marry Miss Chastity, if she'll have me.
The crowd gasped. At first, I was in shock. I didn't know what to say. I wasn't sure I had heard him right. But as Jessica screamed, "No!" and ran from the meeting, I realized what had just happened. Carl had asked me to be his bride. Maybe it wasn't the most romantic proposal, but he'd said it. Should I answer?
Even if you do marry her, that doesn't mean she gets to remain the teacher,
Grimsley whined, banging his fist on the church altar.
Well, maybe she won't want to,
Carl began, but I interjected. Of course I'll still be the teacher. I love these children. I love teaching, and I'll fight to keep my job if necessary. I'm proud of the work I've done here, and if my opinion matters to anyone, please know that I want to keep teaching. It's the best work I've ever done, and as far as I'm concerned, I'll never stop.
Hear, hear.
Okay, then, and amen, were a few of the answers from the parents of my students. My heart warmed with relief. Maybe I had a chance of keeping my job after all.